From far and wide, they've come to fight it out for this, our precious jackpot counter. Only one of them can leave with the spoils. Let battle commence on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Jane, a full-time mum from Berkshire.
I'm Max, an RE teacher from Croydon.
I'm Tony, a surveyor from Sunderland.
I'm Joanne, a business manager from Bristol.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters that drop for you will add £50 to your score. That, of course, includes our mystery counters, which come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, the double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the value of your entire drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. So keep an eye on the double counters, because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. After breaking the 100 metres world record at the 2008 Olympics, who became known as the fastest man, Max?
Usain Bolt.
The fastest man in the world. It is indeed Usain Bolt. You were the fastest then, Max. So you get to choose. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to get straight in there. Let's go for drop zone three, please.
Line up drop zone three, please. Doubles on the edge, drop zone two and three, isn't it? Let's see where this goes, Max. Oh, it slides out, sliding drop.
Straight down, flat.
A couple over. What do you reckon, Max? Any good?
Maybe, we'll see.
Lovely.
I'll take that.
Four across the tipping point with your first drop. Well done. £200 from the machine. Let's take that and put it into your bank, Max. Well done. You're off the mark with £200. You've still got two counters left to play. Well done.
Thank you very much.
OK, next question. Which iconic British car brand produces the X-Type? Joanne.
Jaguar.
It is Jaguar. You're absolutely right. Now then, Joanne, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please.
Where are you
going to
go?
I'm going to go drop zone two, please.
Line up drop zone two for Joanne, please. Goes to the right. That double could be yours, Joanne.
That's what I'm hoping.
Down.
Ooh, wrong way.
Absolute opposite.
Story of my life. No. Oh. Oh,
what are you going to get?
Yes.
Not bad, Joanne, in the end. Worked out okay. Four counters across the tipping point, which is £200. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. Joanne, you're up and running. You've got £200 and two counters to play. Next question. Which spice made from ground chili peppers is an essential ingredient in the Hungarian stew? Jane.
Paprika.
Goulash, Jane. You know your goulash.
I do.
This is great. Do you know your tipping point, though, Jane? Do you want to play or pass?
We'll find out. I will play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two.
Line up drop zone two, please.
Oh! Stuck.
That's more like it. Got a ghost drop down there, Jane.
Go flat.
It is flat. Now, can we get something over? Because that could go straight for the double.
Oh,
Jane! I'm afraid nothing to add to your bank. You stay on zero, but you have still got two counters left to play.
Okay.
Next question. Which British Prime Minister was famously nicknamed the Iron Lady? Tony.
Margaret Thatcher.
Absolutely right, Tony. Now then, do you want to play or pass?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four for Tony, please. No one's been in there yet. When you're ready, Tony.
OK.
Oh, really clean, rapid drop, that one. Tony, and the double? No. Slides past the double in four. Can we get you some money? We can. Six
Good.
Across the tipping point for you, Tony. It's a really lovely drop.
Yep.
£300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Tony, you're off the mark with £300. Two right. counters left to play. Next question. In Asia, a howdah is a seat for riding on the back of a camel or which other large mammal? Jane.
Elephant.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Jane, it is. Do you want to play or pass?
I tried drop zone two again.
Bar up drop zone two for Jane. Set it up nicely, Jane. Just need to get them over that top shelf. could be okay. Go on, go on. There you go. Are you coming for the
come on,
two?
Come on, come on, come
the
on, come
double.
On. Something.
Oh! You got the double in the end, Jane. Unfortunately, it's fallen on its own.
Else with it.
That's £50 for the counter and £50 for the fact that it is doubling.
Thank you.
So another £50 goes in. That goes up to £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark, Jane. £100. You've got one counter left to play.
Okay.
Next question. The iconic flagship department store Macy's is located on Herald. Tony.
New York.
Herald Square in which US city? Yep, it was New York.
Of course. Well done, Tony.
Yeah.
Do you want to play or pass, Tony?
I'll play, Ben. I'll go for drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one for Tony. Violent drop in the end, isn't it? Get it flat. Yep, you're flat now. Need a decent drive to push that over there, Tony. Yep.
Yeah, and a couple, yeah.
No, oh, no.
No more to add, though. You stay on £300. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. When EastEnders began in 1985, what was the name of Den Watts' wife, Joanne?
Angie.
Yes, Angie Watts. The landlady of the Queen Vic. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone two, please.
I'm going for the mystery taker.
Mystery counter we're after. Let's get it over the top, then. Bring it into play. Big bounces. Might just slide past it. That could
Ooh,
be good, though.
That looks nice.
Spin, spin, spin.
Oh.
Just a two. Two over the tipping point, that's £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Jan. That takes you up to £300, level with Tony, with one counter left to play. Next question. How many dice are rolled for each turn in a traditional game of backgammon? Jane.
Two.
It is two, Jane, yes. Are you going to play or pass?
I'll stick with drop zone two.
Drop zone two, you're persevering with two.
I'm going to get
Let's line
get
up again, please. We need something out here, Jane. At
we
least
do.
Two to draw level with Max. As many as possible.
OK.
In we go.
Ooh.
What do you reckon? Is that where you wanted it, Jane?
I would have preferred the other side, I think, really.
Go on. Oh. Got a couple there, though.
Please. Go on, 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 go on. Oh! Not enough.
You got one, Jane. That's one across the tipping point. £50 for that one. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you finish up with £150. You have used up all three of your counts. For the time being, you're out of the round.
Okay.
Max, Tony, Joanne, next question for you three. The ABO system categorises which fluid in the human body into groups? Tony.
Blood.
It is blood, yes, well done. So you've got one count left, Tony. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll try. Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Let's find up drop zone one, please. Tipping point looks good, doesn't it, Tony? Let's see if you can get at it. Here we go. Another rapid drop. Is that
not
too bad? You're getting them at the right time, though.
Yeah.
You're going the right
Unless
place.
It's a rider. No,
it is flat. Need to give a decent shove into the edge. There we go.
Well,
are we going to add to your £300 here, Tony? Yes, we are. Four counters across the tipping point. Mm. £200 with your last drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Tony, you now have £500. Mm. Like Jane, though, you've used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
Sure.
Max, Joanne. Next question. Known as the Queen of Soul, which American singer has had UK hits with Respect? Max.
Aretha Franklin.
Think and I Say a Little Prayer. It is Aretha Franklin. So, Max, do you want to play a pass?
Let's see if we can get something big out of drop zone two.
OK, load up drop zone two, please.
Sorry.
Sixth counter in. We've only had nine out. It was a little teasy drop there.
I know. I wanted it on the right.
Whoa.
See.
The mystery's down.
There you go.
Max, five counters with that drop. £250. You're closing the gap on Tony. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're up to £450.
Thank you.
Got one counter left to play. Max, Joanne, next question. Which carnivorous dinosaur has a name meaning tyrant lizard? Max.
T-Rex.
I can accept that. Tyrannosaurus, T-Rex. So, Max, would you like to play or pass?
I will play and I will day, I think, in Drop Zone 2.
Still there, aren't they? Light it up, please. One counter draw level with Tony. Two will give you the lead. Is that the right side?
I don't know. I wanted it on the right, but we'll see. I think it might split them.
Oh, you're okay. There you go. Well done. That's five counters across the tipping point with your last drop. That will be the lead. £250. Let's take it and put it into your bank.
Thank you very much.
That puts you on £700. Well done. You've now used all three of your counters. So for the time being, you're out of the round. Joanne, we come to you. Just you left. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer.
Okay.
You do need to give me the correct answer to put that counter into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well.
Right.
So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Okay.
Okay, Joanne. In October, clocks in the UK go back how many hours?
One.
That's right. Well done, Joanne. Jane, I'm sorry. That means you're going to be going home.
Okay.
Joanne, you get to put your last counter into the machine. Where are you going to put it?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one for Joanne. Be the third counter into drop zone one. Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Tony likes it. Max likes it.
No!
Joanne doesn't.
Oh. So unfair.
Nothing further to add. So the scores are Max is leading with £700. Tony has £500. Joanne, £300. It means that Jane, I'm afraid, with £150, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpots. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Max, Tony and Joanne have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Max, you are our leader after round one, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
Well, I think one is looking busy, and I think I want to go for it because I think I'll kick myself if I don't and someone else cleans it up, so I'll take the risk.
OK, so Max, you're going to face the first 30 seconds of questions. Every time you give me a right answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on as quickly as possible. 30 seconds for Max, please. Your time starts now. A treacherous person is sometimes called a snake in the what?
Grass.
Correct. In the title of a 2007 film, what is the profession of Sweeney Todd?
Barber.
Correct. A red and white checkered shield features on the national flag of which European country?
England.
Croatia. Vince Cable is an MP for which political party?
Liberal Democrats.
Correct. In a game of Scrabble, the letter J has a face value of how many points?
Five.
Eight. Which American author wrote the book about Spanish bullfighting called Death in the Afternoon?
Pass.
Ernest Hemingway. Sharing its name with a colourful type of bird, what is India's best-selling brand of beer?
Tiger. No idea.
Colourful bird. Tiger. Is the other one. Kingfisher.
Heard the noise, guy.
Don't worry. We're out of time on that one. Three counters, Max. Well done. Three correct answers. So, you were looking at drop zone one. Is that where you want to start?
Let's stay there. Let's go.
Line up drop zone one, please. What do you reckon? That where you needed it?
I don't know. That's the empty side. I wanted it on the other side, but we'll see.
Come on. Come on. There's a lot of weight there. Is it going to go?
Oh, I'll take the one.
One surfed in. So that's one across the tipping point, so £50 max. Still got two to go.
Let's stick with drop zone one.
Fire up drop zone one, please. Need it on that left-hand side, don't we?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, very nice.
Settle down.
Close.
Joanne likes it. Yeah.
Possibly.
Nice broad shove.
I wanted more than that.
That's another one across the tipping point. So another £50. We're up to £100. You have one more to put in. Do you stick with it?
Top shelf's getting emptier, but they're still stacking up on the bottom, so let's give it a go.
Drop zone one, please. Is it going to pay out? Got to get this in just the right spot. Not sure. We need some lateral movement on something. Go on. There's two.
Come on.
Oh, Max!
Not a massive payout, but...
Not massive, but it still counts.
Increase.
Two more across the tipping point, Max. Well done. Another £100. You had to work hard for them. Let's take it out of the machine and put it into your bank. So you finish up with £900. Tony, we come to you. You're in second place. Yep. Your choice now. Would you like to take on the machine or would you like Joanne to go?
I'll take on the machine.
30 seconds for Tony. Your time starts now. The Costa del Sol is a popular tourist destination in which European country?
Spain.
Correct. In American football, how many points is a field goal worth?
Five.
It's three. Locked Out of Heaven and Treasure are hit by which American singer?
Pass.
Bruno Mars. A pedicure is a cosmetic treatment on which part of the body?
Feet.
Correct. What does the G in the expression GM food stand for?
Oh, gosh. Pass, Ben.
Genetically.
Genetic.
In which American state did Abraham Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address?
Alabama.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
It was the state we were after. Tony, yep. There was a drop in the middle of that, which is really distracting, so you coped really, really well. They will have to be removed from the machine. We got stuck with genetically modified, didn't we? GM.
Yes.
Couldn't quite
yes.
get it out.
Just couldn't. Came to me as you said it.
OK. So, Tony, you've got two counters to put into the machine. Where would you like to start?
I'll try drop zone two, please.
Let's light up drop zone two, please. See if we can get it over. When you're ready. Eight, Georgie level with Max. That could be good if you can just... It's just going to take a nudge to shift that silver counter.
So badly. Fist.
Go on!
No, no.
It's going to stay there, I'm afraid. So, Tony, you've put one counter into the machine. Have a good look. What are you thinking when you look at the machine? I fell, but too late, I'm afraid. Let's just keep an eye on it, see what it does.
Right.
Oh, the mystery counter.
The mystery counter is dangling on the edge. Tony, you've got one counter to put in the machine. We're still looking to try and close the gap on Max. He's £400 ahead of you. Where now?
I'll try drop zone two again, Ben, please.
OK, light up drop zone two again, please. Not going to take much to get that mystery prize. Sneaky ghost drop.
Mm.
Much steadier on the... settle.
I think it's just to the right, I think.
What do you think, Tony? Is it going to be all right? Come on now.
I don't think so. Oh, well, maybe.
The mystery counter's maybe. Gone. Will maybe. Any more fall? Oh,
gosh.
Tony.
Gosh, wow. Lucky.
She delivered in the end.
Delivered in the end, yeah, exactly.
Tony, that's eight counters across the tipping point. £400. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That draws you level with Max, so well done. Also, nestled neatly amongst those is our first mystery prize. Let's have a look at what you've won. A UK weekend break for two, courtesy of Coast and Country Hotels.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
It's a lovely break you'll get, and the more importantly, the break you got there is you've now drawn level with Max on £900, so well done.
Thank you.
Joanne.
Hi.
Hi. We'll come to you. 30 seconds for Joanne, please. Your time starts now. In which month is Valentine's Day traditionally...
February.
Correct. The Bild is a national tabloid newspaper published in which European country?
Spain.
Germany. David Mitchell and Lee Mack are team captains on which TV panel show presented by Rob Brydon?
Would I Lie to You?
Correct. A Neapolitan ice cream is usually made up of vanilla, strawberry and which other flavour? Correct. Which handheld wind instrument is also known as a mouth organ?
Kazoo.
Harmonica. In May 2014, Narendra Modi became Prime Minister of which Asian country?
Pass.
India. Oh. Usually displayed on the sunscreen.
Oh.
God, we had another ambient drop there just at the end. Don't think it's going to do anything in front of drop zone three. Nope. That last question I was getting through, usually displayed on a sunscreen bottle, what do the initials UV stand
Ultraviolet.
For?
Ultraviolet.
Yes, we would have got that one. And you clearly know your ice cream as well.
Chocolate!
Joanne, well done. Three counters.
Excellent.
So you've got three chances to try and catch the boys. Where would you like to start?
OK, I'm going to go with drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, let's light it up. 12
counters. You're not
counters.
Making it easy for me, boys.
No, not at all. That could be good. You need some decent lateral. Go on, shove it over. Go on.
Oh, no.
Joanne,
drop zone one's
there.
Not been lucky for me, you see.
No, you're persevering, though.
Yes.
You have two counters left to go. We still need 12 counters, Joanne. Where now?
I'll go with drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one.
That's
better. Like that one?
Or
come
not.
On now, come on.
No.
How is that not going?
Oh.
Nothing for that one. So we come down to your last counter, Jan.
It's got to be drop zone one.
Oh. Another ambient drop. Will it affect things? You can change your drop zone, though. Or you can stay with it.
I'll stay with it.
OK. Let's light up drop zone one, please. Right then, Joanne, come on.
Come on, Machine. I was being nice to you, Mr. Machine. Be nice.
Let's clean out drop zone one. What do you reckon?
No, I don't think so.
No, no. Oh, Joanne. No. You have had no joy. There's a bit of movement on them, though. Go on. Come on now.
Come on. Just a little bit more.
You can see them teetering. No. Oh, Joanne. I'm afraid not. You put three counters into drop zone one. It's trying its hardest, but they've fallen finally when the machine was no longer yours. They're just riding up on the ones below. It won't have any effect, I'm afraid, so we can't add any money into your bank, which means...
That's OK.
Max and Tony are through to the head-to-head. They both have £900. Joanne with £300. We have loved having you on, but I'm afraid we found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Max and Tony who are going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Max and Tony. Very well done to both of you. Very, very close game, as we can see. Nothing to separate you. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, gents, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter in the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Max, you were in the lead going into the last round, so that means you get the advantage here. You can choose whether you'd like to face the first question or whether you'd like to pass it to Tony.
Can't see any reason not to get in there. Yes, I'll go first.
OK, here we go, Max. First question for you. Which Chuck Palahniuk novel was turned into a 1999 film starring Edward Norton and Brad Pitt? You can pass this, of course.
Thankfully, a film that is sitting on my DVD shelf got taken down in the move that I'm currently going through, so I know that the answer is Fight Club.
Gone with Fight Club. Tony, do you have any ideas?
I didn't. No, I'm not. Oh, no.
You wouldn't have known that one. Max seems very confident. Let's find out if he's right to be. Is the answer Fight Club? Yes, it is.
Well done.
Great movie it is too, Max. Now then, got a fight on your hands here. Let's see what we can get. Right. What are you thinking when you're looking at the machine?
I'm going to employ the same tactics that I employ when my girlfriend is upset with me. Persistence here is key. So let's go with drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please.
I won't be knocked back.
Max is likening our machine to his girlfriend. Is it going to pay off? Does she ever buckle? Let's find out.
The right side.
What do you think?
It's the right side.
There's one there, Max. Are you going to get your just desserts? Oh, Max!
Still there. Still there.
Two across the tipping point. It's £100. That two black ones are going to drop at some point. I think that could send them. They're down. I'm afraid you're out of play now, Max. If these fall now, we will have to void them from the machine. She's still not giving them up, Max. So, £100.
I've upset my girlfriend and only earned £100.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. It does give you a lead, though, Max. Crucial right now.
Narrow.
Tony, we come to you for your first question. Mm-hmm. In 1980, the USA led a boycott of the Moscow Summer Olympics in protest at the Soviet invasion of which country? You can pass this.
I'll say Afghanistan, Ben.
OK, you're going to play it. Max, did you have any ideas on that one?
Thankfully, he didn't pass it because I had no idea.
OK. Let's find out if you're right, Tony. Is the answer Afghanistan? Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Well done, Tony. So, countering for you. What are your thoughts?
There's a few teetering there, so I think I'll have a go at drop zone one.
OK, load up drop zone one. Surely have to go at some point. Straight in there. Got it settled.
Not a bad lie. Not a bad
what
lie,
do you think, Max? Yeah.
There you go.
Do you think this is it?
That could be it.
Selfie.
Tony, that's five across the tipping point. £250. Take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Now, that puts you in the lead, £1,150, plays £1,000. Max, we come back to you for your second question. .cu is the top-level internet domain for which Caribbean island country? Have a good think about this, Max. You don't have to answer it.
Do you know what? Even the ones that begin with C are going out of my head now. He may get it, but I'm going to have to pass it.
Tony, great chance now. Any ideas?
I don't know, Ben. I honestly... I'll try Jamaica.
You're going to go with Jamaica? We needed one of some sort. Let's find out.
I don't think it's right, but...
.cu, is it Jamaica?
No.
It's Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba. Cuba, Cuba, Cuba,
Cuba. Don't Cuba,
think
of Cuba, Cuba,
Cuba.
Caribbean
islands. CU, it's all there.
Been there.
So, Max, well done. There's a good pass. You get the counter. Are you going to change tack, or are you still seduced by Drop Zone 1?
It's time to move over to where things are looking a bit brighter. I'm going to go for Drop Zone 3, please.
Right, then. Let's light up Drop Zone 3. Only the second time today. There's a lot there, Max. We need three counters to draw level with Tony. We need to get as many out as we can.
That's where I wanted it. That's where I wanted it, but whether we knock any off, it's only the first ones over there.
It's a couple. We need some money. Come on now, machine.
We need some money.
Set it up.
Max. No, that's unlucky.
You chose to go first in this round, Max.
I did.
It's not paid off just yet. Tony, we come to you for your second question.
Yeah.
Tony, what species of animal was Dolly, the first mammal to be successfully cloned from an adult cell?
That was a sheep, Ben.
Gone with the sheep. Did you know that one, Max?
It was a sheep, yeah.
You would have gone with sheep. Let's find out. Is the answer sheep? Yep, no problems with that one. OK, Tony.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
I'll think I'll have a go at Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Max just tucked up the bottom shelf a little bit tighter. When you're ready, Tony. Here we go. Oh, it's flown out. That's over Drop Zone 4. Bit of a hole in front of it. Are you going to get something over
there?
Yeah,
it is a bit. It's one.
That is one more, Tony. Another £50 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Tony, you're up to £1,200, mm-hmm. Max. Time for your third and final question. Torn and Shiver were hit songs for which Neighbours actress turned singer?
I'm smiling because I really wish I didn't have to admit that I know the answer to this question on the television, but the answer is Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie Imbruglia. Tony, did you know that one?
Yes, I did, actually. Yes.
You did know that
yes,
one?
Yes, I did.
Let's find out. Is the answer Natalie Imbruglia? Yes, of course it is. You need to rejoice in your love of Natalie Imbruglia. Come on, Max, embrace it.
Right. Well, I will. If this works out for me, we'll stick with Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Four counters, this will be into the machine. We've only had five out of Drop Zone 3.
Anywhere but the middle would be all right by me.
Come on now, beat good machine. Four to draw level, Tony.
Thank you very much.
You need some lateral, need a decent shove. Come on now.
No, nothing.
Oh, Max! That was a brutal drop, Max. Right where you didn't want it.
Right in the hole.
So, Tony, we come to you. Your third and final question. If you get this right, Tony, you're going to be playing for £10,000. What is the common name of the condiment that has the chemical formula NaCl?
NaCl.
You can pass it if you're not sure.
I'm not a science teacher.
NaCl. I'll pass it.
Max.
To Max, please.
Last chance now.
I'm fairly sure that Na is potentially sodium. Cl is chloride, which would be salt.
It's gone with salt. Tony, what do you think?
It could be, and I almost said that, actually.
You almost said it. You passed it. Max, if this is right, and you've got one last chance. If you're wrong, Tony's playing for £10,000. Is the answer salt? It is.
Well done.
Well done. There's just been an ambient drop in front of two. OK, so an ambient drop there. They will have to be removed from the machine. So, Max, that's the cracking steal at this stage of the game. There was four counters between you and Tony. You've got one last chance to try and win through to our £10,000 jackpot game. Where are you going to go?
Let's give it one more go. Stay with Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Four counters to draw you level. Five counters will put you through to play for £10,000. What do you think, Max?
Almost where I wanted it, as long as it doesn't slide along.
Oh, Max!
Unlucky.
Unbelievable! Is that black one going to go?
It's going to go on the top, isn't it?
Just keep an eye on it. Oh, it's down. Max.
It's not going to be the amount that I need.
It's riding. So nothing, Tony. Huge sigh of relief there, Tony.
Gosh, I'll say. Very, very
Max.
Unlucky. Unlucky, Ben.
Seriously unlucky. We can't add anything for that last counter, so the scores stay as they were. Today, it's Tony that is our winner with £1,200. Well done, Max. You gave it a great shot, and we have loved having you on, but I'm afraid with £1,000, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So very well done, Tony. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter, this one, into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, Tony. Because if you can get it out again, you're going to be playing for £10,000.
OK.
Can Tony master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Tony is our winner today. Very well done, Tony. You've managed to get £1,200 out of a very miserly machine today.
Yes, of course.
She has certainly made everybody work hard for it, but...
Certainly has.
You've done a great job of getting this far. Max gave you a good run for your money. However, it's your end game now. It's your £10,000 we're going to try and win. Right. What would you like to do with the money if you were to win it?
If I got the £10,000, I think it would be something nice for the house.
Something nice for the house?
I'm looking to sell the house at the moment, in actual fact.
OK. So you could tart it up, ready to sell it?
Tart it up, ready to sell it, yeah.
You're a big Sunderland fan as well, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So maybe it might fund a few away days, something like that.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
That would do. Yeah. So you need a bit of luck.
Or buy a centre forward for Gus Poyet, yes.
There you go. You could probably get, like, a boot for a centre forward.
Absolutely.
As it is, we would love to be sending you home with £10,000.
That would be nice.
Right now, we're going to find out if you're going to win our jackpot, Tony.
Okay, fine.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put a jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to leave with £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two, or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be.
Yes.
But of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Yep.
Don't forget, there is still one double in there.
That's
no
right.
One's been at it yet.
Yep.
Doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still affect the other counters in the machine. Mm. Keep your eye on it, because if you don't get hold of the jackpot counter, you could still leave with a lot of money if you can get that into the win zone.
Mm-hmm.
As it is, we really want you to leave with £10,000.
Try my best.
First thing to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are you thinking?
The top shelf is a little bit light on zones 1 and 2. I think I might try drop zone 2, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone 2, please. OK, we've got it down. It's out. It's flat. We're not going to nudge anything.
Flat. OK. Yep.
Let's have a look at your categories. Literature, sport, human biology, numbers, food and drink and film. What do you think?
Well, the only one that doesn't fill me with any great joy is human biology.
Well, that's good then. So they've got a decent spread.
So a reasonable spread, yeah.
Okay, you can play them in any order you like.
When
you're ready, give me your first category and for how many counters?
I'll try food and drink for 3, please, Ben.
Okay, we'll have a food and drink question to get us started for 3 counters, please. Raki is an alcoholic beverage from which country? Turkey, Thailand, or Tunisia?
I'm not sure, Ben, but I think it might be Turkey.
Do you want me to light that one up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with Turkey, please. We get off to a great start if this is right. 3 counters. Is Raki from Turkey? Yes, well done. Great start.
Good.
So, 3 counters. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone 2, please.
Light it up, please. Get over.
Oh, never mind. Oh, there might be something there.
That's riding. Hard luck.
Yeah.
Not for that one, Tony.
Right.
Drop zone 2 again.
Drop zone 2 again, please.
Light it up, please. There we go. See ya. Yes. Get down. Oh, another rider.
The rider. It's where it goes.
Oh, Tony. Not a great start.
Not a great start, no.
Early days. Where now?
I'm going to switch now, Ben. I'm going to go to drop zone 4, please.
OK, why's that?
I'm going to try for that double counter.
OK, so you're ignoring the jackpot counter this
early?
At
the moment, yes. At the moment, yes.
OK, crazy behaviour, but let's go for it. Light up drop zone 4. Down. There you go. Let's go for... OK, two across the tipping point. So that's another £100. So that's up to £1,300. Tony, why didn't you put the jackpot counter in drop zone 4? And then you could have gone for both of them at the same time.
That's true. I just felt that there might be a chance to make a bit of money on drop zone 4.
OK, yeah. It's your game.
Yeah.
You can play however you like. Let's go back to the categories.
Right.
Literature, sport, human biology, numbers and film.
Let's get it out of the way, Ben. Human biology for 3, please.
All right. This is the one we're nervous off. Human biology for 3 counts, please. In the human body, which organ secretes the enzyme renin, producing a rise in blood pressure? Kidneys, heart or lungs?
I think... I'll try the kidneys, Ben. I'm honestly not sure, but I'll try the kidneys.
OK, let's load up kidneys, then. Any reason you've gone for kidneys?
Just a guess.
No, OK.
Just a guess, I'm afraid.
Let's hope it's an educated guess.
I don't think it's right, but
or an inspired one, at least.
An inspired one, I hope so, yes.
Is the answer kidneys? Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Right, 3 counters, then.
I'll go back to 2, please.
Drop zone 2 again, please. In we go, then, Tony.
Wrong side. Never mind.
Doesn't want to go that way,
never
does
mind,
it?
Never mind, no. At the moment. Now one. Yeah.
That is one.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad line.
No.
OK, we're still working them there. 2 to go.
Zone 2 again, please.
Line up, drop zone 2.
See if I can get on the left-hand side this time.
That's what we need, isn't
it? Yeah.
Just not going our way right now.
The moment.
Got it flat, though.
It's flat.
There's a nice clump, though, isn't there, between 2 and 3?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, it's gone into the hole.
Okay, come on then.
Come on.
So that's 3 across the tipping point, £150. Where now?
I'll try zone 2 again, please.
Load up drop zone 2, please. Go on. Tony!
Doesn't like that left-hand side, does it?
Doesn't. Get a few over, maybe get some money. Come on. There you go. Right, nice, decent
shove. Yeah.
Very
good. Pretty good. Yeah. Shout out to that.
That's another 9 across the tipping point, Tony. 450 goes in. We're up to £1,900.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to the categories.
Yep.
Literature, sport, numbers, and film.
I'll try sport next, Ben, please, for 3. Please.
We'll have a sport question this time for 3 counters, please. From 2011 to 2013, the winning FA Cup managers all shared which first name? Roberto, Arsene or Alex?
Roberto. I think. Gosh, it's gone. Roberto? Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Roberto, please. Let's find out. Is the answer Roberto?
I don't think it is it?
Yes. Martinez,
Mancini, that's right.
And Di Matteo.
Di Matteo, of course, yeah.
You knew that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 3 counts.
Think of the surnames.
What do you want to do?
I'll go for 2 again, please, Ben.
Okay, line up drop zone 2, please.
See if I can get on that left hand side this time.
There we go, stop you! Just that little extra movement. It's flat.
Mm hmm. One over the edge there, teetering over the edge.
Yeah,
so it should.
Black...
Is it? Dope?
Still not. Low scoring so far. There's a lot of money still in there. 2 to go.
Yeah. Zone 2 again, please.
Light up drop zone 2.
just lying awkwardly, isn't it?
It is. You're absolutely right.
Side there. Yeah.
It's just hidden away. Let's get it down. Shift a few over that shelf. Come on now. Come on now. Gosh, Tony. One more to go.
One more. Well, I'll try zone two again, please.
Drop zone two, please. There we go.
There we are.
Oh, finally.
Finally, finally, finally.
B flat. Oh, and there's a little drop in front of one. Is that going to help us?
Might push that first one over. Oh, well.
It's just nudged it over.
It's lying a bit awkwardly now.
Oh, we'll take those, though.
That's healthy. That's good.
So six across the tipping point, add in another £300. So we're up to £2,200. We got the jackpot counter moving as well.
That's right.
Let's have a look at the categories. Literature, numbers and film.
I'll try literature for two, please.
Literature question for two counters, please. What does the S in author C.S. Lewis's name stand for? Scissors, staples or shears?
I think the first name was Cecil.
Cecil Scissors, Cecil Staples, Cecil Shears.
Shears, I think.
Shears?
I think Shears. I think so, yes. I'll go for Shears.
Should we go for it? OK, we're going to light up Shears, please. Does the S in C.S. Lewis's name stand for Shears?
No.
Staples.
Staples.
It's Clive, Staples, was Staples. His C.
Clive, all right.
Clive Staples Lewis.
Right.
What a name.
I should remember that for a few.
Yeah, I think we all will.
Stick in there.
OK, Tony, let's go back to the categories.
OK.
Numbers and film.
Numbers for three, please.
OK, we'll have a numbers question, please, for three counters. How many films are there in a series described as a tetralogy? Three, four or five?
It would be a trio if it was three, I would assume. So let's try five.
Should we go with five?
Yeah, let's try five.
Light up five. Three would be, what would you think, a trio?
Trio, I would imagine. Or trilogy.
Trilogy. Four would be...
Quilogy. Something of that.
If it's not, it should be.
It should be, yes.
Is tetralogy, therefore, a series of five films? Ah, it was four.
It was four. Oh, well, never mind.
Pentology for five.
For five, right.
Oh, we're down to our last category.
Mind.
Film.
Got to be three, Ben.
OK.
Please.
Let's have a film question for three. Which actress provides the voice of Princess Fiona in the Shrek film series? Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu. You got grandkids?
Yes.
And they must love this film.
And I think it's Cameron Diaz.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
Let's take Cameron Diaz, please. So, if you're right, we've got three counters, three last chances to get some money.
Yep.
Is Princess Fiona Cameron Diaz? Yes, well done. Good. No problems with that one.
Yep.
So, what are you thinking?
It's not very well placed, Ben, the jackpot counter, and I think I might try to get a bit more money. So, let's try zone three, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone three. Where are we going to go? Oh, that was a really rapid drop, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Straight down.
Let's get it flat. We are nice
There's
and flat.
A clump over the front.
There is,
there,
absolutely right. If we can come for those.
Yeah.
Go on now. Nothing for that drop, I'm afraid.
No.
Next one.
But we'll try three again, please.
Drop zone three, please.
See if I'm getting the right in the same position.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Get a couple over as well, which...
Yeah. Well, too bad.
Another brutal drop.
Too bad.
Oh, it's gone now. Flip.
Yeah.
Flip.
Flip.
There we go. That's what
good.
We were after.
Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
That's five across the tipping points. £250 goes into the bank. We're up to £2,450. One more to go.
One more to go. Let's have another change, Ben. I'll try drop zone four, if I may, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone four. It's a heavy bottom shelf. You need to get a few over here.
Yeah.
Could be good. Could be good if we get it down.
If it lie flat.
Yeah, it is flat. Now, where's that going to end up going? We need a decent shove where it goes. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Oh, Tony, nothing more, I don't think.
Never mind, never mind.
Staying where they are. So, look, we're out of questions and categories.
Yep.
As you know, at this stage, I'd usually offer you a trade, three last counters to put in the machine.
Yep.
But all of the money you've got so far and the hope of getting the jackpot counter out, given how it's gone and how you've been playing at the end trying to gather money, I think I know what you're going to say. But I need to ask you anyway, Tony, would you like to take the trade or the money?
Well, I've had a brilliant day, Ben. I think I'll take the money.
I think that's a very wise decision. Very well done, Tony. £2,450. You've also got your UK weekend break for two.
Yeah, which is
so you can enjoy that. Have you had a good day?
I've had a marvellous day. Thanks very much.
Great stuff. We've loved having you on.
Thank you.
There you go. Tony played a pretty unique game in the final run for the jackpot counter, but despite not getting the £10,000, he is going home with £2,450 and a cheeky little weekend away. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Points. Goodbye.